All right, so get ready because we're diving into something pretty cool today. We're talking about full-stay pricing. It's like a totally new way to think about how we price things. And you know how algorithms are like everywhere now? Well, this one is all about helping anyone who rents anything. So think like apartments or vacation homes or really anything you can rent out. It helps them make more money from their properties. We're looking at this video all about a pricing engine called GPT Pricing. And just from the intro, I'm already like, whoa, this is really different from how we usually do pricing.
Yeah, it's really something else. It goes right at like a basic problem in how we've always thought about pricing things.
Okay, so like, can you break that down a bit more? Like, paint a picture for everyone listening. Imagine you've got your typical monthly calendar.
Right, yeah. So now, like, picture this. Someone books a short stay smack dab in the middle of the month, like, say, June 15th to 17th. Now, with normal pricing tools, the ones that just look at each night, that little booking can actually cause a whole chain reaction.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's like a domino effect. It blocks out the possibility of someone booking the whole month.
Exactly, and that's the problem. It costs people a ton of money. These shorter stays often don't bring in that much money, and they're creating what are called negative collisions. They basically stop longer bookings that would make more money from even happening, which means people lose money.
So if you own a property, you could be missing out on a lot of potential income, all because like your pricing model isn't smart enough to see the whole picture. So, like, what have people been doing to try and get around this?
Well, some people just raise the prices for those short stays. It seems like it makes sense, but it just causes more problems.
Yeah, doesn't that just make it so no one wants to book anything?
That's right. You end up making everything more expensive, not just the stays that could cause problems, but also stays that could have fit in around the longer bookings. You end up with prices that are just too high for everyone and scare people away.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then there's like the minimum stay requirements. I've seen a bunch of places do that. Is that actually a good solution?
It's pretty common, but it's not the best way to go about it. It's basically like setting an infinite price for those short stays, which means no one who's looking for those dates will even see your property. So you could be missing out on people who would be happy to pay a lot for those specific dates, even if it's just for a short time.
So it seems like none of the old ways of doing things really fix the root of the problem. This is where this full-stay pricing system comes in, right? Can you tell us how it actually solves this negative collision thing?
Absolutely. Full-stay pricing, or FSP, changes things up completely. Instead of focusing on each night, it gives a unique price to every single possible stay someone could book. It looks at both how much money that stay could bring in and how it might affect the days around it.
So, like, let's go back to our June calendar example.
Yeah.
How would FSP handle that 2-day stay in the middle of the month?
Well, instead of just giving it a normal nightly price, the system knows it could mess up longer stays, so it would automatically make that 2-day stay a lot more expensive. To make up for the money that could be lost from those longer bookings, it might be blocking.
So it's basically encouraging people to book those longer stays that bring in more money. But what about the shorter stays that wouldn't cause those negative collisions? How does FSP deal with those?
That's the cool part. FSP doesn't just try to stop all short stays. It actually encourages them, but only in the spaces around existing bookings. It's like fitting Tetris pieces together. You're sliding those shorter stays into the gaps to maximize how many bookings you get and how much money you make.
That's such a good analogy. And the video actually showed how this works in real time. Let's say someone books that expensive 2-day stay in June. Does the system just stop there?
Nope, it's always checking and adjusting. It immediately looks at the days that are still open, and it might lower the prices around that 2-day booking to attract longer stays that now fit perfectly. It's super dynamic and reacts quickly to any changes in bookings.
So it's like having a pricing strategy that's constantly getting smarter and better. This brings up something else from the video that really blew my mind. The sheer scale of what FSP can handle compared to the old ways of doing things.
Yeah, it's really impressive. When you think about all the possible combinations of stays, it's clear why FSP is a game changer.
With normal nightly pricing, you might have 30 different prices for a 30-day month or 365 for a year. But FSP is on another level. It looks at 465 potential stays in that same 30-day period.
And over a whole year, FSP can manage a crazy 66,795 possible stays for just one unit. That's a huge jump in how much you can optimize things.
I can definitely see why they're calling this a revolution in pricing. It's not just about changing numbers, it's about totally changing how we think about getting the most bookings and making the most money.
Exactly. It moves past just setting prices for each night and looks at the value of every possible stay and how it might affect everything else.
It's like looking at the whole chessboard, not just the next move you're going to make.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And as we dig deeper into FSP, you'll see how this new way of thinking can lead to way more money.
This is already so much more than just tweaking prices. It's like a whole new philosophy. I'm really excited to learn more about how this actually works in the real world.
Yeah, it really is a whole new way of thinking about it. And you know, it's interesting. FSP doesn't just help the people who own the properties, it can actually be good for the guests, too.
Now that's what I like to hear. A win-win for everyone. So how does a system that's supposed to like maximize profits end up being good for the people who are paying those prices?
Well, think about those guests who are only looking for like a short stay. With the old way of pricing, they're often stuck with crazy high prices or those minimum stay rules we talked about.
Right.
But FSP opens up more options for them because it doesn't just look at how long they want to stay by itself. It changes the prices based on how that stay actually affects the days around it.
So someone who just wants a quick weekend trip isn't automatically punished for not booking a whole week or month.
Exactly. And because the system actually wants those shorter stays to happen, as long as they fit in nicely around other bookings, guests might even find some really great deals that they wouldn't have found with the old pricing models.
Okay, so it's making things more flexible and maybe even cheaper for some travelers. That's pretty cool. But I think some people hear algorithm and dynamic pricing, and they might get a little freaked out. Like, is this something you need a computer science degree to understand?
Oh, no, not at all. The tech behind it is definitely complicated. But the main idea is actually pretty easy to grasp. It's like a super smart puzzle solver. The system takes in all the information it can get, like the length of stay, the time of year, any bookings that are already made, even things like local events that might make more people want to book. And then it uses all that to figure out the best price for each possible stay. The goal is to create the most profitable and efficient way to fill up the calendar.
So it's like having a pricing expert working behind the scenes 24/7, crunching numbers and making adjustments to make sure the property owner is making as much money as possible.
That's a great way to put it. And the best part is that it all happens automatically. Property owners don't have to sit there and change prices all day. FSP does all the hard work for them.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge time saver.
Yeah.
Now, we've been talking a lot about vacation rentals, but I'm curious, is this full-stay pricing thing only for that industry? Could it be used for like hotels or maybe even something like event spaces?
That's a really good question, and it gets to the heart of how powerful this technology really is. While the example we've been using is about vacation rentals, the basic ideas of FSP can be used in any industry where filling up space and making money is important.
So, like, imagine a hotel using FSP to figure out how much to charge for rooms. But they're not just looking at the time of year or the type of room, they're also looking at how long the person is staying and how that stay might affect other bookings.
Exactly. And think about event spaces. Instead of just charging a flat fee per day, they could use FSP to adjust the price based on how long the event is and if it might overlap with other bookings. It could totally change how we price all sorts of things.
Wow, it's like you're opening up a whole new world of possibilities. It's exciting to think about how FSP could be used in so many different ways. But before we get too carried away, let's bring it back to our listeners. What's the one big thing they should take away from this conversation?
The main takeaway is that full stay pricing is a fundamental change in how we think about pricing. It's not just about setting prices for each night or each hour. It's about looking at the whole booking calendar and figuring out how to make the most money and use the space as efficiently as possible.
So instead of just focusing on each individual booking, you're looking at how all those potential bookings are connected and how they affect each other. It's about seeing the bigger picture.
Precisely. And as we've been talking about, this new approach could change not just the rental industry, but many other industries too.
Okay, so final thoughts. If someone is listening to this and they're like, wow, this full stay pricing thing is really interesting, what's something they can do to learn more about it? Something that will really make them think.
I think a good exercise would be to think about how the things we've talked about today, especially the idea of negative collisions, could apply to their own work or life or whatever they're doing, even if you're not in the rental business. There are probably times when doing something in the short term can block out better opportunities in the long term.
So it's about taking a step back and looking at your own systems and processes
Oh,
and seeing if there are any negative collisions happening.
exactly. What are those negative collisions in your world? How could you use the ideas of FSP, even if it's just in a metaphorical way, to avoid those collisions and make the most of your time, your resources, even your personal schedule? It's a really interesting exercise that could help you discover some really valuable things.
I love that. It's like applying the philosophy of FSP to life itself. We've been really digging into how this system works, but now we're starting to see how it connects to even bigger ideas. But we're not done yet. We've got one more part coming up where we'll take a closer look at the human side of this technology. Stick with us. All right, so we're back and ready to kind of wrap up our deep dive into full-stay pricing. We've covered a lot, like how it actually works, and even brainstormed some ways it could be used outside of just rentals. But I think it's important to not forget about the human side of all this. We've been talking about algorithms and optimization and all that. But at the end of the day, it's about making things better for actual people, right?
Yeah, for sure. Technology is a powerful tool, but it's really up to us how we use it.
And with FSP, it seems like there's a chance to use this technology in a way that helps everyone, both the property owners and the guests.
Totally. For property owners, FSP can take away a lot of the stress of figuring out pricing. Instead of trying to beat the market or constantly changing their prices, they can have a system that makes smart decisions based on data and optimizes their pricing to make the most money.
So they can spend less time staring at spreadsheets and more time focusing on making their guests happy, you know, creating those little touches that make a stay really memorable.
Exactly. And for guests, FSP can give them more choices and different price points. It's all about creating a booking experience that's more flexible and tailored to them.
It's like having a personal travel agent working behind the scenes, finding the perfect place that fits their budget and what they're looking for. No more feeling like they're being forced into a one-size-fits-all pricing model.
Right. And by optimizing the whole booking calendar, FSP can help get rid of those annoying gaps and overlaps that can sometimes happen with the old pricing methods. It's about creating a smoother experience for everyone involved.
So in a way, FSP isn't just about making more money. It's also about making people happier. It's about using technology to create better connections and situations where everyone benefits.
That's a really good way to put it. It reminds us that technology should be used to make human experiences better, not worse.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. We've gone from the technical details of how FSP works to how it could change the travel industry and even other areas. And we even talk about how its main ideas can be applied to our own lives.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting conversation. I always enjoy getting to explore these new ideas with you and everyone listening.
Me too. And as we sign off today, I want to leave you with one final thought. We talked about how FSP can optimize pricing for rentals, hotels, event spaces. But what if we took it even further? What if you used the principles of FSP in your own life? Think about your time, your energy, your skills, or the ways you could be using them more effectively to maximize their value and avoid those negative collisions that might be holding you back. It's a challenge for sure, but it's one that could lead to some amazing personal growth and fulfillment. So keep that in mind as you navigate the craziness of life. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world around us.